Hello, I'm Glenn Gibson from the Greater Shepparton Police Station. Thanks for joining us on the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5 each Friday. Enjoy this update on everything policing in the Golden Valley.
And that is Inner Circle with Bad Boys. And of course, that means it is time for our weekly police segment. We're joined in the studio by... I don't even know what YRO stands for, Dean.
It's Youth Resource Officer, Leading Senior Constable.
Leading Senior Constable. I didn't forget your rank, Dean Lloyd. And he has helpfully taken his badge off and put it right in front of me. I cannot imagine why. I mean, I only called him Glenn Gibson a couple of times.
Yeah, what, two? I think you need to grow some more. It was more than two. But anyway, let's move on.
I can't make it a mistake with this badge in front of me, can I? And you have brought a friend, if you like, along with you today, and he's on the line. He is Euroa sheep farmer Jeff Broughton. Can you hear us, Jeff?
Yep. Good morning, Terry, and good morning, Dean.
Good morning to you, and thank you very much for joining us. Maybe we can get straight into it as to why you are on the line. Perhaps you can explain, Dean Lloyd.
Yeah, so Jeff's kindly... given his time to join us this morning, just have a quick chat on the Blue Ribbon Foundation, which he holds pretty close to himself in relation to visits to the hospital and that. So Jeff has been a donated to the foundation for quite a few years now, and more along the lines of farm safety. So he'll have a chat to you in a minute, and he'll say that he's a frequent flyer to GV Health, and our rural communities really rely on the medical treatment from there. So just a quick rundown on the Blue Ribbon, the Greater Shepparton branch. So we raise funds within the community, which has been fantastic, I must say, and a shout out to everybody who's helped us raise funds. And we donate everything that we raise to GV Health. So next year there'll be quite a significant donation to GV Health, in excess of $200,000. So we're really looking
forward to
raising as much as we can between now and there will be a date in May where we'll do a donation to the hospital. So, and Jeff is just one of many, many people out there that really help. Help us achieve good funds to give to GV Health.
So, Jeff, why do you feel strongly about this cause?
Well, I met a couple of very good friends who were foundation members a few years ago and thought this is a really good thing to support. And as Dean alluded to, our family seem to be regular customers, not intentionally, at the emergency centre in Shep with an odd broken leg and motorbike crash from farm incidents. And if we get stuck, that's where we go to. So I'm very proud to support Dean and the Blue Ribbon Foundation to support the emergency centre at the Shep Hospital.
So you recently donated 5 lambs.
Yeah, it was, I called it the first 5 for Frank, and I thought that was a good way to promote farmers supporting this institution, and it might encourage other farmers to donate a lamb or two as well, and we encourage other people, and I thought it's a good way to help the community.
Well, we know lamb prices are very high at the moment. How much did you raise with that one?
We made $1,200.
That's excellent. And I have to ask, who is Frank? Is that a person?
That Frank's a very good friend of mine and Dean's.
Okay. And he has some connection with GV Health?
He has a big connection with Blue Ribbon.
Okay, you're going to leave us in suspense, okay. All right. Now, you'd like to see more farmers help with fundraising for GV Health, I understand.
Yeah, and because, when we get into strife, that's where we end up. And I think donating a lamb or two is a great way to get on board, and I think... our family's very happy to keep supporting Blue Ribbon with the money going to the hospital and the emergency centre.
Well, good on you, Jeff. Dean, how does it, is the Blue Ribbon is basically a sort of a community engagement tool, and yep. different branches can choose to donate where they see fit. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so we, community events and things like that that we raise, and obviously everybody out there knows that that hasn't been happening for a good 2 years now. So this is just an alternative way to, keep the money coming in for to be donated to GV Health. It's really important that Jeff was mentioning Frank there before. So Frank Eyre is the father of Damien Eyre, who was murdered in Wall Street back in 1988. And
Shepparton local.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
And isn't there some memorial to him up at the hospital?
Yeah. So you've got the Tynan and Eyre emergency wing up at the hospital, and you've also got the Ray Debman short stay area, who was a police officer in Namurka, who was murdered in Namurka. So so very significant families that the money perpetuates their memory. So, and we're in discussions with the foundation in Melbourne at the moment to actually add another name if we can. So, yeah, it's
someone else who's passed away.
Yeah, another police member who'd been murdered on duty. So
local.
Sorry.
Local.
We haven't discussed the name. So we just got it up on the table at the moment, because it'd be great to have another family tied in with GV Health and just keep their memory alive. So, which would be fantastic, but. Thank you very much to Jeff for coming on this morning. And anybody out there, you can contact me at the police station on 58205 870, or you can ring 58205 777 and ask to speak to myself, or if I'm not there, just get an email sent to me and I can contact you. So,
Jeff, anything you'd like to say to any farmers who'd like to get involved in this initiative? What would you say to encourage them?
Well, there's a sale on today in Shepparton. If you're listening, have a think about when you get crook, where you're going to end up, and maybe suggest have a spare lamb, and let's make this try and make it an annual event, and support local hospitals and the emergency Eyre and Tynan ward at Shepparton.
Do you have any family connections with police, or is it just a
no,
friend thing?
It's an association through shooting, actually. That's how it all started, and safety with firearms. That's how it all started.
Okay, so you go out shooting with members of the police. Is that what you mean?
We do go hunting, and I'm involved in firearm safety. So.
Well, I hope you haven't had any calls to go to GV Health recently, Jeff.
No, I'm very careful at the moment what I do on motorbikes and with sheep making me break my leg, so I'm very careful at the moment, and we're pretty good.
I mean, you know, the awareness of farm safety is an ongoing issue, isn't it?
It is, and we bought a motorbike with a cage over it, so if it does tip over, you don't get squashed, and motorbikes are a big issue, and a friend of mine recently tipped his over, and the cage over the top saved his life. So, very much into advocating extreme farm safety.
Definitely a worthwhile investment then, Jeff. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, and thank you for your support of GV Health. I'm sure it's something that we would all want to encourage, all members of the community. Anything else you need to let us know about, Dean?
Oh, look, just touching on farm safety and that, I just want to quickly touch on, we've got harvest coming up in the next month or so. So just to all our farmers out there, just as Jeff echoed, I'll echo his words, just be really, really careful of what you do. So we all have families, and we all have significant events that we want to stick around for. So if it seems risky, or if you need a hand to do it, please get a hand to do it. Don't be too proud to ask your neighbour or a close friend if they can give you a hand with something, because it's like all of us that go to work, we want to come home at the end of the day. So
that's a good aim.
Yeah, yep. Definitely. So let's be safe out there. And the grain prices are up and the land prices are up, which is good. But
good season ahead, hopefully.
We think back 10 years ago when they were really, really doing it tough. So, you know, it comes in waves and goes. And, just be very safe out there. Lock up your fuel. Make sure your fuel's locked up.
Lock
over
up
the
everything.
Coming up.
Lock so up everything.
It's just, yeah, we really, really need to be aware that farms are targeted. So, yeah, really, really be aware of that and proactive.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Euroa sheep farmer Jeff. Hopefully you can get out there and do some work before it rains.
Yep, and keep an eye on your neighbours and look after your neighbours and look after the community. That's my little bit for the day.
Fair
thank
enough.
You very much.
Good message, Jeff. And thank you also to leading senior constable Dean Lloyd. I even got your name right.
Good
it had
work.
To happen sooner or later.
There's still time.
No. I'm not saying anything else. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
Heath McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tedding, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? A Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepherd and Mowers and Leisure. New owner, new name, and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers, and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning, and cutting with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepherd and Mowers and Leisure, New Merca Road, opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
And that was the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5. Thanks for listening, as always.